Gene produces some kind of hormones to make cells rest.
Zato jer ovaj gen P53 stvara neke hormone koje omogućavaju stanicama mirovanje, odmor.
So scientists did a very interesting experiment again.
I ponovo su izveli jedan zanimljiv eksperiment.
So they had a test tube.
U epruvetu.
Only they put the cancer cell.
U epruvetu su samo stavili stanice raka.
In the laboratory.
U laboratoriju.
It did not become normal.
One nisu postale normalne.
Okay. And then also then he had scientists had another test tube.
A tada su uzeli još jednu tubu.
And scientists put only normal cells.
I u njih su stavili samo normalne stanice.
And then scientists found that normal cells produce some substances here.
I tada su spoznali da normalne stanice proizvode neke tvari, neke
so
spojeve.
So they put these substances into this cancer cell.
Stavili su te spojeve u ovu epruvetu sa stanicama raka.
Nothing happened.
Ništa se nije dogodilo.
But then scientists found out there's some product here.
Onda su saznali da postoji jedan tekući produkt u ovoj prvoj epruveti.
So they put this thing here in this test tube.
Stavili su taj produkt u ovu tubu, u epruvetu.
Then all these cancers had become normal.
I tada su ove stanice raka postale normalne.
So scientists proved.
Dakle, oni su dokazali.
The normal cell produce something.
Da normalne stanice stvaraju nešto.
But not when normal cell they're alone.
Ali ne onda kada su one same.
It is normal cell produce something to convert cancer cell back to normal.
One proizvode nešto što stanice raka pretvara ponovo u normalne stanice.
Only when the normal cell are in contact with the cancer cells together.
Samo onda kada su one u kontaktu sa stanicama raka.
You know when I see this.
Kad sam to vidio,
I learned great spiritual lesson.
Naučio sam jednu veliku pouku.
When you are alone without any problem,
kada ste sami bez ikakvih problema,
you don't learn anything.
Ništa ne naučite.
You're just comfortable.
Samo vam je udobno.
But you're bored.
Ali dosadni ste.
But when you're with a problem,
ali dosadno vam je.
When you're with a problem,
ali kad ste suočeni s problemima.
That's why I think we must live with the problem.
Zato ja mislim da mi moramo živjeti sa problemima.
The problem transforms us.
Problem nas preobražava.
The problems stimulate us.
Ona stimulira.
And you know what? There is a P53 genes in a normal cell.
I u tim normalnim stanicama je taj gen P53.
And in the laboratory.
I u laboratoriju.
When these cells came into the laboratory.
Kada su te stanice došle u laboratoriju.
Normal cells begin to rest in the laboratory.
Normalne stanice su počele mirovati u laboratoriju.
Normal cells, it's good to rest.
Rekle su dobro je mirovati, počinuti.
But cancer cell, okay.
A stanice raka su dalje radile.
And normal cell look at the cancer cell.
I one normalne stanice su pogledale stanice raka.
Hey, why don't you rest?
Hey, zašto ne mirujete?
Normal cells, I don't know, we cannot rest.
Stanice raka su rekle, ne mogu, pa kako ja mogu mirovati?
Can I help you?
Mogu li vam pomoći?
And the cancer cell says, please help me.
I stanice raka su rekle, molim, pomozi nam.
So normal cell activate P53 gene.
I tak, normalne stanice su aktivirale gen P53.
And the shares.
I podijelile su to sa...
Some substance.
I podijelili su substancu sa...
Which is produced by P53 gene.
Ta substanca je produkt P53 gena.
But when normal cell is alone.
Ali kada su normalne stanice same...
They have no power ever developed to change cancer cells.
Nemaju nikada kod njih neće doći do sposobnosti stvaranja tog spojena.
So please don't get angry.
Zato molim vas, nemojte se ljutiti.
Please don't get angry or don't get depressed.
Nemojte se ljutiti i nemojte biti deprimirani.
Because you have a problem.
Kada imate probleme.
I have a very depressing, worrisome problems.
Ja sam imao neke vrlo deprimirajuće i zabrinjavajuće probleme.
But I thank God.
Ali zahvaljujem Bogu.
And this problem make me pray.
Taj problem me je natjerao da se molim.
And this problem make me mature.
I on me je učinio zrelim.
And this problem give me the strength to produce some other power.
I taj problem je, mi je omogućio, dao snagu da, da dobijem neku drugu silu
to give other people help.
Da, i da drugim ljudima pomažem.
I had many problem with my children.
Imao sam mnoge probleme sa svojom djecom.
I had many problem in my marriage.
Imao sam mnoge probleme u svom braku.
But I'm glad I had that problem.
Ali drago mi je što sam imao te probleme. Zbog čega?
Because that problem made me pray to God.
Jer ti su me problemi natjerali da se molim.
And God sent me.
I Bog mi je poslao.
Changing my genes.
Promijenio je moje gene.
Well, God did not make me female yet.
Još me nije učinio ženom.
But God gave me lots of endorphins.
Ali dao mi je puno endorfina.
Yeah, give me some kind of interesting joy.
Dao mi je neku interesantnu radost života.
Very interesting spiritual power.
Vrlo interesantnu duhovnu silu.
To change other people.
Da mogu mijenjati druge ljude.
You don't know how much problem I had.
Vi ne znate koliko mnogo problema.
When I have some enough time,
kad bih imao dovoljno vremena,
I like to share with my problem with you.
Volio
you know?
Bih pričati vam o svojim problemima.
Then you'll be energized.
Tada bi vi bili, dobili bi vi energiju.
You know, I usually say this.
Obično ovo kažem.
You know Daniel's three friends.
Znadete za Danielova tri prijatelja.
In the Babylon.
U Babilonu.
At the time of King Nebuchadnezzar.
Za vrijeme kralja Nabukodonosora.
They were in big trouble, right?
Bili su u velikim poteškoćama.
Yeah. And Nebuchadnezzar wanted to worship this big golden statue.
Natjerali su i da obožavaju to veliku statuu, veliki kip.
Otherwise they're going to be put in the furnace.
Inače će ih poslati u ognjenu peć.
They didn't.
A oni nisu pokleknuli.
King Nebuchadnezzar made the furnace hotter, 7 times hotter.
Nabukodonosor je 7 puta pojačao vatru u peći.
You know, the world will become 7 times more difficult for us.
Jer znadete, svijet će za nas postati 7 puta veći problema ćemo imati.
God does not necessarily put off the fire.
Bog,
God does not necessarily put off the fire.
Bog ne gasi vatru nužno.
Many of us pray that God please have this problem go away.
Bog od nas moli, oprostite, često se molimo Bogu, Bože, odstrani ove probleme od nas.
Please, put off the fire.
Molimo te, ugasi vatru.
No. God give us strength.
Ne, Bog nam daje snagu.
To be able to dance.
Da budemo u stanju plesati.
In the fire.
U vatri.
Isn't that wonderful?
Nije li to divno?
That's our God.
To je naš Bog.
See, I want to dance in the fire.
Ja želim plesati u vatri.
I don't want to ask God get rid of the problem, you know.
Ne molim Boga, oslobodi me svih problema, riješi me problema.
With the problem.
Tek s problemima
we become stronger.
Mi postajemo jači.
And we can convert cancer cells back to normal.
I mi možemo preobratiti stanice raka u normalne.
Now, let me ask you this question.
Sada bih vas nešto pitao.
This happens in the laboratory.
Ovo se događa u laboratoriju.
Every time you do this experiment.
Kad god radite ovaj eksperiment.
All the cancer cells become normal cells.
Sve stanice raka postaju normalnim.
But let me ask you this question.
Ali mnogi nas se pitaju, postavljaju si ovo pitanje.
Why this phenomenon does not really happen that often in the patient's body?
Zašto često ne dolazi do ovog fenomena u tijelu bolesnika?
Why this happens all the time in the laboratory?
Zašto do toga dolazi samo u laboratoriju?
Easy question.
Lagano pitanje.
Because some said because they do not have rest, the other that they are suspicious.
Yeah, go on. It's obvious.
Dakle, očito je.
In the laboratory.
U laboratoriju.
There's no telephone calls.
Nema telefonskih poziva.
There's no cigarette smoke.
Nema dima cigareta.
No more alcohol is coming in.
Nobody.
No more alcohol is coming.
Ne ulazi alkohol u tijelo.
There's no anger.
Nema ljutnje.
Quiet.
Mir je.
Everything's clean.
Sve je čisto.
New environment.
Nova okolina.
clean water,
čista voda,
clean air,
čisti zrak,
clean nutrition,
čista prehrana.
In the patient's body,
u tijelu bolesnika,
patient still smokes cigarette,
bolesnik i dalje puši,
drink Coca-Cola,
pije Coca-Colu,
drink coffee,
pije kavu.
There's so much stimulation.
Ima previše stimulansa.
Normal cell cannot rest.
Normalna stanica ne može počinuti.
Whenever normal cell is trying to rest,
kad god normalna stanica pokuša počinuti,
telephone calls come.
Zazvoni telefon.
The bad news.
Loše vijesti dolaze.
Anger.
Ljutnja.
Argument.
Rasprave.
Hatred.
Mržnja.
But when cells move to the laboratory,
ali kada se stanica preseli u laboratoriji,
cells are comfortable.
Udobno je toj stanici.
Resting.
Počiva.
Finally, normal cell can rest.
Konačno normalna stanica može počinuti.
Then normal cell recovers.
I tada se ona oporavlja.
Why?
Zašto?
During the resting period,
tijekom perioda mirovanja,
normal cell's gene which was damaged can be repaired.
Tada geni koji su oštećeni mogu se popraviti.
Then normal cell can multiply better.
Ona se može bolje umnožavati.
Then normal cell can recognize as a cancer cell.
I tada ona može prepoznati stanicu raka.
Right next door.
Do sebe.
And who cannot rest.
Koja, stanicu koja ne može mirovati.
And the cancer cell is asking for help.
A i stanica raka moli za pomoć.
So normal cell shares the P53 hormones.
I ona dijeli sa njom hormone produkte P53.
So when cancer cell receives some hormones,
i kada ta stanica raka primi te hormone,
then cancer cell can rest.
Tada i ona može odpočinuti.
Then what happened?
I tada do čega dolazi?
When cancer cell rest,
kada stanica raka počine,
by receiving some help from normal cell,
primajući pomoć od normalne stanice.
Tell me, what happened to the cancer cell?
Recite mi što se događa sa stanicom raka. It's moving to previous condition.
The gene, abnormal gene in the cancer cell is now being repaired.
Da, svaki gen u stanici raka tada se popravlja.
Because God still loves cancer cells.
Jer Bog još uvijek voli te stanice raka.
But the cancer cell has to rest.
Ali ona mora odpočinuti.
So God can repair the cancer cell.
Tada može doći do njenog oporavka.
That's why God, today God need people, his people.
Zato danas Bogu je potreban njegov narod.
Who really can rest.
Koji stvarno može odpočinuti.
There are many people around in this community today.
Danas je mnogo ljudi u ovom gradu.
Unable to rest, right?
Koji ne mogu odpočinuti.
They're worried.
Zabrinuti su.
They're angry.
Ljuti su.
They're working too much for the money.
Previše rade za novac,
you know, and cannot rest.
I ne mogu odpočinuti.
And God has to have his people.
I Bogu su potrebni ti ljudi.
Whose P53 gene is working fine.
Bogu su potrebni ljudi čiji P53 geni dobro rade.
We keep the good Sabbath.
Mi držimo dobru subotu.
And God can really repair our genes.
I Bog doista može oporaviti gene.
And cancer cells look at us.
I stanice raka gledaju u nas.
We need that kind of rest too.
We need
that kind of rest too.
I nama je potreban takav počinak.
See, God need Adventist today.
Bogu su danas potrebni adventisti.
The true Adventist.
Ali pravi adventisti,
who understand the true meaning of the Sabbath day.
Kojima je poznato pravo značenje, pravi smisao subotnog dana.
So cancer cell definitely can be birthed back to normal cell.
Dakle, stanica raka se može sigurno povratiti u normalnu stanicu.
Because just like God can change the fishes, male fish, female fish into the male.
Jer isto na način kako Bog može promijeniti spol riba.
Just like God can have the domestic pigs tusk gene come back.
Isto kao što Bog može učiniti da se povrati taj gen koji stvara kljove kod domaće svinje.
All this environment become normal.
kada okolina postane normalno.
And genes can, God can have gene repaired and come back to normal.
Bog može oporaviti, popraviti gene da dođe u normalno stanje.
Isn't that wonderful?
Nije li to divno?
So in healing of the cancer,
u liječenju raka,
if you understand the gene problem in the cancer,
ako shvatite genetske probleme kod raka,
then healing of the cancer is definitely definitely possible.
Tada je izlječenje raka sigurno moguće.
When you trust God.
Kada vjerujete Bogu.
See, trusting God is not just religious act.
Jer vjerovanje Bogu nije samo jedan religiozni čin.
It is a necessity in healing process.
To je potreba u procesu ozdravljenja.
When your disease is abnormality of the gene.
Kad god je vaša bolest posljedica nenormalnih gena.
Very important concept.
Vrlo važan koncept.
That's why the fact, scientific fact alone,
zato same znanstvene činjenice
cannot heal the diseases.
Ne mogu iscijeliti bolest.
That's why today's medicine only can treat symptoms.
Zato još uvijek danas medicina liječi samo simptome.
Because today's medicine do not really embrace power of God.
Jer današnja medicina ne uključuje u sebe božansku silu.
Today's medicine is a simply scientific fact.
Današnja medicina su samo znanstvene činjenice.
And they are the statistical fact.
I statističke činjenice.
But it is not the truth.
Ali to nije istina.
Truth must include God.
Istina mora uključiti Boga.
The love of God.
Božansku ljubav.
Why?
Zbog čega?
Because our genes are made to respond to the love.
Zato jer su naši geni stvoreni tako da odgovaraju na ljubav.
Became so clear. Became so clear.
To je postaje tako očito.
You know, also there are many different kinds of cancer patients.
Postoje razne vrste bolesnika s rakom.
Some cancer patients have a little tiny small breast cancer.
Neki bolesnici imaju jedan mali rak dojke.
And spread so fast.
Koji se tako brzo širi.
And dies after 4 months.
I umiru nakon 4 mjeseca.
But I know many cancer patients.
Ali poznati su mi mnogi bolesnici s rakom.
Who has a big tumor in the breast.
Koji su imali veliki rak dojke.
Spread to the hip bone.
Koji se proširio do zdjelice, kuka.
But they are still living for 12 years.
Ali oni još žive već 12 godina.
Does not spread anymore.
Taj rak se više ne širi.
Why?
Zbog čega?
If you're afraid.
Ako ste u strahu.
With small tiny cancer.
Sa malim rakom.
This fear.
Taj strah.
And this patient cannot sleep.
Nemogućnost spavanja.
Oh, I have a cancer.
Prestrašenost, imam rak.
Then you generate so much oxygen free radical.
Tako stvara se mnogo radikala kisika.
And then your T cells become really weaker and weaker.
I vaše T limfociti postaju sve slabijima.
Your T cells supposed to kill and attack the cancer cells.
A ti T limfociti trebaju napasti stanice raka.
So your T cells become weaker.
Oni postaju sve slabiji.
Cancer spread faster.
I rak se brže širi.
But when you really begin to eat healthy food.
Ali kada stvarno počnete jesti zdravu hranu.
Good nutrition.
Dobra prehrana.
And do you do the exercise?
I tijelo vježba.
So exercise produces endorphin.
I tijelo vježba producira endorfin.
Exercise produces serotonin.
Ona stvara serotonin.
And exercise makes your T cells stronger.
I jačaju naši T limfociti.
Exercise improves your circulation.
Tijelo vježba popravlja našu cirkulaciju.
Exercise is very important.
Tijelo vježba je vrlo važna.
Then drinking water.
Zatim pijenje vode.
Instead of Coca-Cola.
Umjesto Coca-Cole.
Instead of coffee.
Umjesto kave.
Because the water is very, very important.
Jer voda je vrlo značajna, važna.
See, your kidney clears your blood.
Vidite, bubrezi čiste vašu krv, pročišćavaju krv.
All the poison produced
svi
in otrovi your blood
koji se stvaraju, koji se nakupljaju u krvi.
Has to be cleansed by your kidney.
Moraju biti očišćeni, pročišćeni u bubregu.
But if you don't drink water,
ako ne pijete dovoljno vode,
your kidney cannot produce urine.
Bubrezi ne mogu stvarati mokraću.
It's very important to drink water.
Vrlo je važno piti vodu.
I wish that from tomorrow you start.
želio bih da od sutra počnete.
As soon as you wake up in the morning,
čim se ujutro probudite,
drink two glasses of water.
Popite dvije čaše vode.
And your T cell in the blood will be, oh, this is wonderful.
I vaši T limfociti će reći, joj, u krvi će reći, će, pa to je divno.
Instead of drinking Coca-Cola or coffee.
Umjesto da pijete Coca-Cola ili kavu.
Would you like to take a shower with the Coca-Cola?
Da li biste se voljeli tuširati Coca-Colom?
No.
Vjerojatno ne bi.
Your T cell don't wanna take a shower with the Coca-Cola.
Niti vaši T limfociti ne žele se tuširati Coca-Colom.
If you give water,
ako dajete vodu,
oh, your T cells, your red blood cells, they're very glad.
Vaši T limfociti i vaši eritrociti su jako sretni.
Taking good shower, you know.
Imaju dobar, dobro se tuširaju.
Then sunlight is important.
Tada je i sunčana svjetlost je važna.
Croatia is a beautiful country.
Hrvatska je divna zemlja.
You have beautiful hills.
Imate divne brežuljke.
Trees, flowers.
Cvijeće, drveće.
The nature is very gentle, very, very beautiful.
Priroda je vrlo ljubka, vrlo lijepa.
I wish I have a time to travel around the coastal area of Adriatic.
Volio bih kad bih mogao putovati duž hrvatske obale.
And this is not really polluted.
To ona nije još zagađena.
I have been everywhere in this world.
Bio sam svugdje na ovom svijetu.
But Croatia is a beautiful, clean.
Ali Hrvatska je divna, čista.
And you have a good mineral water.
I imate dobru mineralnu vodu.
Yeah. You have a clean air coming from Adriatic Sea.
Imate čisti zrak koji dolazi sa iz Jadranskog mora.
You're in very good situation.
Ja u vrlo dobrom ste položaju.
I think Croatia must develop some kind of eco health tourism.
Mislim da Hrvatska mora razviti ovaj ekološki turizam.
I need to promote that all over the world. Go to Croatia, yes, if you want to be healthy. Okay.
Moram to propagirati po svijetu.
Maybe I come to Croatia and build a little facility to have my patient to come here. Croatia.
Možda ću doći u Hrvatsku i izgraditi neku zgradu za moje bolesnike.
You have a good sunshine.
Imate divno sunce.
Good weather too.
Dobro vrijeme.
Oh, wonderful. Good fruit.
Dobro voće.
In Germany it's so cold.
A u Njemačkoj je tako hladno.
All the fruit is what imported from Turkey or something.
Svo voće je uvezeno iz Turske.
But you have good vegetables.
Imate dobro povrće.
I heard that the Croatian farmers are too poor to buy some insecticide.
Čuo sam da su hrvatski poljodjelci presiromašni da bi kupovali insekticide.
So Croatian vegetables are cleaner.
Dakle, hrvatsko povrće je čišće iz Mađarske.
Okay.
So, I told them it is from Hungary.
Oh, from Hungary? Oh. Okay. Then temperance.
Zatim umjerenost.
I don't have time to really explain the temperance.
Nemam vremena objašnjavati vam umjerenost.
But last night I told you.
Ali prošlog tjedna sam, jučer sam vam rekao.
Eating too much food.
Preobilno uzimanje hrane.
Generate oxygen-free radical.
Stvara radikale kisika.
In the cell.
U stanici.
I suspect the only problem in Croatia is.
Mislim da je jedini problem u Hrvatskoj.
Eating too much.
Da se previše jede.
I ate a lot today.
Danas sam puno jeo.
Good food.
Dobru hranu.
And clean air, of course.
I zatim čisti zrak.
And then we need rest.
I potreba nam je odmor.
See, you know why rest is so important.
Znate zašto je odmor tako važan.
Then finally you need a trust.
I na kraju potrebna vam je vjera.
Trust in what?
U što treba vjerovati?
Trust in the power of God.
Treba vjerovati u božansku moć.
So we call our program New Start program.
Zato naš program zovemo New Start, novi početak.
Yeah. So by giving the good nutrition,
davanjem dobre prehrane,
and exercise,
vježbe,
water,
vode,
sunshine,
sunca,
temperance,
umjerenosti,
fresh air,
svježeg zraka,
and rest,
i odmora,
then we prepare our genes,
mi pripremamo naše gene,
to really receive the signal coming from God,
da doista prime signal koji dolazi od Boga,
the energy from God,
božansku energiju,
which recovers our genes,
koja oporavlja naše gene.
I had many good experience with a cancer patient.
Imam mnoga dobra iskustva sa oboljelima od raka.
You know, one time I had a patient.
Imao sam jednog bolesnika.
Who has a lung cancer patient.
Koji je imao rak pluća.
And this patient was told by the doctors that he only can live for 3 more months.
I njoj su dokli liječnici rekli da može živjeti, da će živjeti još samo 3 mjeseca.
He was very seriously short of breath. He could not breathe easily.
Njemu je mankao zrak, nije mogao lagano disati.
Whenever he coughed,
kad god je kašljao,
he brought blood up.
Iskašljavao je krv.
He could not sleep lying down on the flat on the bed.
Nije mogao spavati na ravnom u krevetu.
Only way he could sleep was sitting up.
Mogao je spavati samo u sjedećem položaju.
To me, statistically speaking, he could not even last 3 months.
Statistički gledano mislio sam da on ne može živjeti niti 3 mjeseca.
And he is a very wealthy man.
A bio je vrlo bogat čovjek.
He has a big construction company.
Imao je veliku građevinsku kompaniju.
He owns big golf courses.
Posjedovao je velika igrališta golfa.
Very wealthy man.
Jako bogat čovjek.
You might call very successful man.
Mogli biste reći da je bio vrlo uspješan čovjek.
But his success is ending with the cancer.
Ali njegov uspjeh je prestao sa rakom.
Because he worked and worked.
Zato jer je neprestano radio.
And worked.
I samo radio.
Now he's giving up on his life.
Sada je on napuštao zapravo život.
Because he trusted doctors. Says, doctor says 3 months.
Zato jer je vjerovao liječnicima koji su mu rekli da će živjeti samo 3 mjeseca.
If you believe that 3 months,
ako vjerujete u ta 3 mjeseca,
you will die,
i umrijet ćete
in 3 months,
za 3 mjeseca.
Very interesting, see?
Vrlo interesantno.
But if you know God,
ali ako poznajete Boga,
there are many patients who says,
ima mnogo bolesnika koji kažu,
how do you know I'll die after 3 months?
Kako znate da ću ja umrijeti nakon 3 mjeseca?
It's only God knows.
To samo Bog zna.
These people survive, you know that?
Znadete li da ti bolesnici preživljavaju?
If they say, oh, 3 months.
Ako se prestraši, kažu, samo 3 mjeseca.
3 months.
Svega 3 mjeseca.
Then the one day passed.
Prođe jedan dan.
Oh, okay, now I have 2 months and 29 days.
Tada kažu, još mi je preostalo 2 mjeseca, 29 dana.
Now I have 2 months and 10 days.
Pa 2 mjeseca, 10 dana.
They will certainly die in 3 months.
Sigurno će umrijeti u roku 3 mjeseca.
And not the other patient who says there is God.
Ali ne i oni bolesnici koji kažu postoji Bog.
See, it's a powerful thing.
To je moćna stvar.
Because our genes respond.
Jer naši geni odgovaraju.
To the trust.
Na povjerenje, na istinu, na vjeru.
Yeah. And so this patient, he gave up.
Dakle, taj se bolesnik predao.
He had 2 sons and 1 daughter.
Imao je 2 sina i 1 kćer.
So he has a big inheritance to the sons.
Sinovima je namijelio veliko nasljedstvo.
No inheritance to the daughter.
A kćerki ništa nije ostavio.
This father was very stern, strict.
Bio je to vrlo krut čovjek.
Everybody wanted him to die.
I znate što, svi su htjeli da on umre.
You know why.
Znadete li zašto?
Except his daughter.
Ali njegova kćer nije htjela da on umre.
His daughter did not receive any money.
Ona nije primila nikakav novac.
But it was his daughter only really loved his father.
Ona je samo stvarno voljela svog oca.
She called her father.
Nazvala ga je.
Father, go to the new start.
Rekla je, oče, otiđi do New Starta.
Go to Dr. Sangli.
Uključi se u program doktora Sanglija.
And she said, no one can heal my cancer.
A on je rekao, nitko ne može izliječiti moj rak.
And my doctor says it's impossible.
Moj liječnik kaže da je to nemoguće.
Daughter says, Father, I love you.
A kćer je rekla, oče, ja te volim.
I don't want you to die.
Ne želim da umreš.
But you know what this man was sensing? Everybody else around him wishing him to die.
Taj čovjek je osjećao da svi oko njega žele da on umre.
He realized this daughter is the only one.
On je shvatio da je ta kćer jedina.
So he decided to come to the prophet.
Koja ga voli i zato je odlučio uključiti se u taj
Even though he really did not know what new start meant.
Premda on nije znao što taj novi početak znači.
Even though he really did not trust.
Premda uopće nije vjerovao.
Just because daughter's love.
Samo zbog čerke, ljubavi kćeri.
He simply came.
Jednostavno je došao.
When he came after listening to the lecture.
Kada je došao nakon slušanja predavanja,
he realized,
shvatio je,
his life was empty.
Da je njegov život bio prazan.
He thought he was a successful man.
Mislio je da je uspješan čovjek.
But now he realized he is the failure.
Ali tada je shvatio da je on promašaj.
He did not love anyone.
Nikoga nije volio.
He only loved his work.
Jedino je volio svoj rad.
He only loved his money.
I svoj novac.
He realized.
Shvatio je to.
There was no love in his life.
Da u njegovom životu nije bilo ljubavi.
When he realized.
Kada je shvatio.
His genes respond to love.
Kada je shvatio, njegovi geni su odgovorili na ljubav.
Then he looked at his wife.
Tada je pogledao svoju ženu.
His wife was so tired of nursing him.
Njegova žena je bila tako umorna od brige za njega, njegovanja ga.
His wife is so tired and so afraid, so worried.
Supruga mu je bila tako umorna, tako preplašena i zabrinuta.
He can really see his wife does not want him to really live.
Mogao je vidjeti na njenom licu da ona ne želi zapravo da on živi dalje.
Because this man never loved this wife.
Jer on nikada nije volio svoju ženu.
Only treated her as a servant.
Ponašao se prema njoj kao sluškinje.
It is obvious that for him to die earlier.
Bilo je očito da za njega to što će ranije umrijeti.
So this poor woman can be completely relieved from this terrible work.
Prema tome ta njegova supruga će biti osloboditi se tog strašnog posla.
And he realized.
I shvatio je.
He never loved anyone.
Da nikad nije nikoga volio.
You know what he made up his mind.
On je odlučio.
He realized there is God.
Shvatio je da postoji Bog.
When he saw the picture of the giraffe.
Kada je vidio sliku žirafe.
Eating bones.
Koja jede kosti.
When he saw.
Kada je to vidio.
That the picture that the fishes can change the sexes.
Kada je vidio da ribe mogu promijeniti svoj spol.
You know what? He believed God can change his cancer cell gene.
Tada je počeo vjerovati da Bog može promijeniti gene njegovih stanica raka. Dobio je nadu.
But that power of God. The power of God.
I ta božanska sila
can come when he give life, give love.
Da ona može doći tek onda kada on počinje i davati ljubav.
See, when you love,
jer kad volite,
then love of God comes to you.
Tada vam božanska ljubav dolazi.
That's why Jesus says.
Zato je Isus rekao.
Give.
Dajte.
Then it shall be given to you.
I dat će vam se.
So he decided to give love to his wife.
Odlučio je pružiti ljubav svojoj ženi.
So he took his wife and he promised.
Uzeo svoju ženu i obećao joj.
Honey, I am going to love you.
Voljet ću te.
Wife did not believe it.
Ona to nije vjerovala.
Oh, you liar.
Ti si lažnjivac.
You never, you don't know how to love.
Ti ne znaš uopće kako, što znači volja.
Wife was not interested.
Žena nije bila zainteresirana za to.
You know, he came to me.
Došao je k meni.
He said, Dr. Lee, you should help me.
Rekao je, Dr. Lee, molim vas, pomognite mi.
I said, how can I help you?
Kako vam mogu pomoći?
Dr. Lee, I don't care. I realize that my life is a failure.
Ja shvaćam, ne brinem se, ja shvaćam da je moj život bio promašaj.
Because I have never learned what love is in
Jer
my life.
Nikad nisam naučio što to znači ljubav.
I only learned how to make money.
Naučio sam kako zaraditi.
But I don't have love.
Ali nisam imao ljubavi.
Now I want to learn about love.
S- Sada bih htio učiti o ljubavi.
I want to know how happy it is to give love.
Hoću naučiti kako je to, kako je sreća davati ljubav.
I always gave money to the people.
Ljudima sam uvijek davao novac.
Then I used them.
I iskorištavao ih.
Never loved them.
Ali nikad ih nisam volio.
Actually, now I want to love my wife.
Doktor Li, sada želim voljeti svoju ženu.
I want to experience.
Želim iskusiti.
The joy of giving love.
Radost davanja, pružanja ljubavi.
And also I trust Bible.
I vjerujem i Bibliji.
When I give love,
kada dajem ljubav,
and God will give love to me.
Bog će dati ljubav meni.
So I can love my wife.
Tako da mogu voljeti svoju ženu.
Maybe that love coming from God.
Možda ta ljubav dolazi od Boga.
Hear my genes.
I ona će možda iscijeliti moje gene.
So, please help me, Dr. Lee.
Molim vas, pomozite mi.
I'll bring my wife here.
Dovest ću vam svoju ženu u ovu sobu.
I want you to be the witness.
Želim da budete svjedok.
Because in your presence,
jer u vašoj nazočnosti,
if I give promise to my wife,
ako obećam svojoj supruzi,
she might trust me.
Možda će mi povjerovati.
So I said, go ahead.
I rekao sam, hajde dođi.
So he went.
Otišao je.
And he took his wife back.
I došao je sa svojom suprugom.
When his wife was coming in,
dok je ona ulazila,
wife sat.
Sjela je.
And he held his wife's hand.
Uzeo je njenu ruku.
He began to cry.
He began.
Yeah.
Počeo je plakati.
You know what he said?
Znate li što je rekao?
Oh, honey, forgive me.
Rekao je, draga, oprosti mi.
I did many bad things to you.
Učinio sam ti mnoge loše stvari.
I told many lies to you.
Lagao sam ti puno puta.
I never loved you.
Nikad te nisam volio.
I only used you as a servant.
Koristio sam se samo kao sluškinju.
My life is failure.
Moj život je promašaj.
You know, I made lots of money.
Znaš da sam zaradio mnogo.
But everybody want me to die.
Ali svi žele da umrem.
Nobody wants me.
Nitko ne želi mene.
Everybody wants my money.
Svi žele moj novac.
But nobody wants me.
Ali nitko mene ne želi.
Because I never loved anyone.
A zato jer nisam nikada nikoga volio.
So, honey, it's okay for me to die within 3 months.
Draga, meni je svejedno da li ću umrijeti za 3 mjeseca.
Coming next 3 months.
Ali u ta sljedeća 3 mjeseca.
I wanna love you.
Želim te voljeti.
Please allow me.
Molim te, dozvoli mi.
To enjoy the joy, experience the joy of loving.
Da iskusim radost ljubavi.
It was powerful.
Bio je vrlo uvjerljiv, moćan.
I guess God was already working for me for him.
Mislim da je Bog radio kroz njega.
God was already sending power to him.
Bog je već slao svoju silu k njemu.
And my genes were moved.
I moji geni su se pokrenuli.
And his wife was touched.
I njegova supruga je bila dirnuta.
A wife's gene was moving.
Njeni geni su se pokrenuli.
Then wife looked at him.
Supruga ga je pogledala.
Suddenly wife embraced him.
Odjednom ga je zagrlila.
Oh honey.
I rekla je, dragi.
Go ahead, love me.
Hajde, voli me.
Please don't die.
Molim te, nemoj umrijeti.
He said, thank you.
Rekao je, hvala.
Thank you.
Hvala.
Now I know you don't want me to die.
Sada znam da ne želiš da ja umrem.
See, when we love one another.
Jer kad volimo jedni drugi,
we need each other.
Potrebni smo jedni drugima.
That's why we want everyone else to live together.
Zato svatko mora živjeti sa nekim zajedno.
And he was happy.
Bio je sretan.
And I was so touched too.
I ja sam bio tako dirnut.
So all three of us got together.
I svo troje smo se zagrlili.
And he said, Dr. Lee, please pray for us.
I on je rekao, doktor Lee, molim vas, molite se za nas.
So I prayed.
I ja sam se molio.
Oh God,
Bože,
give him,
daj mu
the wisdom,
mudrost,
how to love,
kako da voli,
how to love his wife,
kako da voli svoju ženu,
and let him enjoy,
i neka uživa,
and let him experience,
i neka ju iskusi,
joy of loving,
neka iskusi radost ljubavi.
And he said, amen, amen.
I on je rekao, amen, amen.
Cries and cries.
Plakao je.
And I said, please heal him.
I rekao je, molim te, i rekao sam, molim te, iscijeli ga.
So he can enjoy loving long time.
Da bi mogao iskusiti ljubav kroz dugo vremena.
He said, please God.
rekao sam, molim te Bože.
From that point on,
od tog trenutka,
he enjoyed the healthy diet.
Hranio se, ispravno se hranio.
Exercise was a happy exercise.
Vježbe su postale radosne.
Water drinking was happy.
Počeo je piti vodu, bio je radostan što pije vodu.
Then he was really giving love to his wife.
I pružao ljubav svojoj supruzi.
His wife is becoming happy.
Njegova supruga je postala
sretna. His wife is producing endorphins.
Počela je stvarati endorfin.
3 weeks later.
3 tjedna iza toga.
He was no longer coughing the blood up.
Više nije iskašljavao krv.
He can sleep flat on his bed.
Mogao je spavati ravno na svom krevetu, u svom krevetu.
All other patients.
Svi drugi pacijenti.
I had a 50 patient.
Imao sam 50 bolesnika.
All those 49 patients knew that he is going to get better.
Svih 49 drugih bolesnika znalo su da će njemu biti bolje.
At the end of the 3 weeks.
Na kraju 3 tjedna.
Our patients elect president of the alumni association.
Bolesnici su izabrali predsjednika svoje grupe.
Guess who they elected?
Pogodite koga su izabrali za predsjednika?
Him.
Njega.
Because everybody knew.
Jer je svako od njih znao.
He's going to be healthy.
Da će on ozdraviti.
He was enjoying loving.
On je uživao u ljubavi.
And he was elected as a president.
I izabrali su ga za predsjednika.
You know, it is not really common that people elect terminal cancer patient as alumni association president.
Rijetko se da ljudi izaberu za predsjednika bolesnika koji je u terminalnom stadiju raka.
But he was the exception.
Ali on je bio iznimka.
He went home.
Otišao je kući.
3 months later.
Nakon 3 mjeseca.
The day he was supposed to die.
Onog dana kada je trebao umrijeti.
He went to Stanford University Medical Center.
Otišao je u Stanford Medical Center.
And took chest X-ray.
I slikao je rengen pluća.
Lung cancer completely disappeared.
Rak je potpuno nestao.
And then he was checked every 6 months.
Nakon toga kontrolirali su ga svakih 6 mjeseci.
For the next 2 years.
Sljedeće 2 godine.
The thorough examination revealed no trace of cancer.
Nije bilo više nikakvog traga raka.
Recently he published a book.
Nedavno je on je izdao knjigu.
He had his autobiography.
Napisao je svoju autobiografiju.
And he invited all the people.
Pozvao je sve ljude.
Because it was a celebration of this publishing his book.
Jer je bila proslava izlaženja te knjige.
In front of many people.
Pred mnogim ljudima.
He said this.
Ovo je rekao.
I lived a good life.
Živio sam dobar život.
But best thing ever happened to my life was cancer.
Ali najbolja stvar koja mi se dogodila u životu bio je rak.
Why?
Zašto?
Through cancer.
Kroz rak.
I learned how to love my wife.
Naučio sam kako pružiti ljubav svojoj supruzi.
But most of all,
ali iznad svega,
through this cancer,
kroz taj rak,
I know God exists.
I know.
I found God.
Našao sam Boga.
And now I'm a Christian.
I sada sam kršćanin.
Isn't it wonderful?
Nije li to divno?
This we call new start work.
To je bio novi početak.
See? I do this kind of work all over the world.
Vidite, ja ovaj posao radim širom svijeta.
I wish.
Želim.
In this beautiful nation called Croatia.
U ovoj divnoj državi zvanoj Hrvatska.
Because beauty is very important.
Jer ljepota je jako važna.
And also, you are very warm people.
I vi ste isto vrlo topli ljudi.
Very hospitable.
Vrlo ljubazni.
Very loving.
Pružate ljubav.
Yeah. And you can have a power.
I vi možete imati silu
to heal the people.
Da liječite druge ljude.
Particularly when we are Adventist.
Naročito mi adventisti.
We have the message of service.
Mi imamo poruku.
So I called this P53 gene.
Dakle, nazvao sam ovaj P53 genom.
Sabbath gene.
Sabbath.
Yeah.
Subotnim genom.
And I wish that something happens in Croatia.
Želio bih da se nešto dogodi u Hrvatskoj.
And the Croatia people develop most beautiful New Start program on earth today.
I da u Hrvatskoj se razvije najbolji ovaj program New Start program na svijetu.
Amen.
Amen.